Previously on The Princess of South Beach, Maria del Carmen and Estrella are on their way back to the convent after getting rid of Nacho's body, who, if you don't remember, was accidentally killed by Maria del Carmen after he threatened to expose her real identity. Meanwhile, my ex-fiancé Raúl and my fake mom Luisa hooked up after a night of drinking. Ew. And the mayoral candidate Esteban has been... Wait, has anyone seen Esteban? We haven't heard from him in a while, have we? Well, let's keep this story moving, people! I feel dirty.
Me too.
Well, maybe it's because you're both covered in dirt. But did you bury him with your hands? Dear God. Why don't you go wash up?
We don't mean dirty like that, Ilmana. We killed a man. Sure, it was an accident and he was being really mean, but it's still wrong.
Yep.
Will God forgive me?
Maria del Carmen, I'm going to tell you something and you better listen to me because I'm only going to say it once. God doesn't care about your feelings.
Hermana!
Whoa! Hermana, that was pretty harsh.
What did you think I was going to say?
I don't know. Something compassionate or something that would make us feel better. Aren't you a nun?
Ay, por favor. I'm sorry, but I'm not like those perfect nuns from the movies who are always full of forgiveness and prayer and don't know how to dispose of a human body. I am human. And the fact of the matter is, there's shades to everything, including morality. It's not all black and white. Maria, I told you what you had to do. I warned you that continuing down this path would be dangerous. But... you chose to live that lie. You chose to be Gloria. And now, the three of us have to live with the consequences.
Anybody want some gum?
Well, this got weird. I mean, it was already weird because they had just covered up a murder with a nun, but still. Let's switch gears to someone else who's having a stressful morning. Esteban is about to do a radio interview with his nemesis, Alicia Mendez.
Señor Calderón, Alicia Mendez just arrived, and we're ready to start the interview in 3 minutes. Can I get you a cup of coffee?
No, I'm fine, thank you. I have to make a quick phone call, and I will be ready to go. Un momentico.
Hola, this is Nacho Santana's voicemail. It's another beautiful day in Miami. Please leave your message after the beep.
Nacho, where the hell are you? I am at the interview that you scheduled, the one for 94.9 FM. You told me you were going to bring me talking points, and now I'm here, hands empty, about to debate freaking Alicia Mendez. Where the hell is my campaign manager?
Señor Calderón, we're ready for you.
Ah, sí, yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
You sit right here.
Yeah.
Do you need anything?
Water. With 2 lime wedges and 3 ice cubes. Muchas gracias.
Señora Mendez, you sit right here.
Muchas gracias.
By the way, I'm a huge fan. I loved your Twitch stream. It was hilarious.
Oh, thank you so much. People like you are the future of this country. Oh, and I love those Converse you have on, by the way.
Oh my God, gracias. Let me know if you need anything, like anything at all, like literally anything.
Thank you. No, thank you. Buenos días, Esteban.
Hola, Alicia.
Señorita Mendez, Señor Calderón, thank you so much for joining me today. Normally, you know, we wouldn't be conducting this type of interview on this type of show, but since the election has become so, how should I put this, dramatic, we thought the audience of this program might be interested in what you have to say.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you,
really.
Danny. Yes. Any opportunity to speak directly to the people of Miami is more than a privilege.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say something?
No, me, no.
Because
no, nothing
I thought
at all.
I heard you say.
All right, we're ready to go here. Yeah. Okay, here we go. We're going live in 3, 2, 1. Mia Mero! Your boy, El Monstruo Mañanero. You won't guess who I got in the studio with me today. Esteban Calderon and Alicia Mendez, the two sexiest candidates for mayor in all of these United States of America.
Excuse me, what did you say?
Bueno, muchas gracias, Montro.
The first question is for Esteban. All right, how would you describe your political platform?
My platform is proudly conservative. God, as always, is my guide. I want to return our wonderful city to its traditional family values. You see, our country is under constant attack by the liberals and socialistas who enjoy anarchy and...
For God's sake, this is ridiculous.
Oh, do you see? How easily my opponent uses God's name in vain. That's exactly what I mean.
Fear-mongering to avoid speaking about the real issues is not going to work.
And- Alicia. Alicia, your question is, you ready? Boxers or briefs?
Are you serious? I'm not going to answer that.
Okay, next question is for Esteban. You should answer that. Esteban, are you ready? So what do you think is the greatest threat to society?
The lack of morality. We have to go back to a more decent way of life. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Alicia, let's go back to you, okay? So if you ended up stranded on an island, can you imagine yourself stranded on an island? It would be great to be.
I wish you were.
You and me, right? Because I'm a lot of fun. So seriously, what would you rather have handy if you were alone on this island? The Constitution of the United States of America? Or some lip gloss?
Both things would be completely useless in that scenario. I thought this was going to be a serious interview.
Don't get emotional. You can't even answer a question without getting all agitated.
So that's how you want to play this, Esteban? You want to play dirty?
Women.
I actually agreed to this interview so that I could expose what you've been trying to hide for years.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Gossip. This is the kind of stuff I like.
Since 1991, you've been directing funds to conversion camps for LGBTQ youth, correct?
This again, yes. They are religious camps that instill Christian values.
Christian values? Like suicide?
It's definitely not the gossip I was expecting.
This is ridiculous. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ricardo Arganien. Huh? Lia Salcedo. Enrique Fernandez. Do any of these names ring a bell?
I've never heard of them.
Well, Esteban, these are all minors who killed themselves after spending time at your so-called religious camps. And how about Gaby Cabrera, a 16-year-old girl who vanished while she was enrolled in one of those camps? Where is Gaby, Esteban? She's just another one of your victims, isn't she? Victims of the intolerance that you work so hard to hide beneath this supposed love for God and country.
What people do in their own time is no concern of mine. I do hope that God forgives them, though.
When the truth finally comes out, Esteban, God will have a hard time forgiving you.
Let's take a break. Here's the sweet, sweet sounds of angel voice, Cristian Castro.
How dare you accuse me of such heinous things?
Thank you both for participating in such a compelling debate.
Mucho cuidado, Esteban.
What?
I know more about you than you think.
Ay, por favor, déjate eso.
Oiga, Señor Calderón. Hey, wait a minute. Uh-huh. Hey, can I get your daughter Gloria's phone number? I heard that Raul and her broke up and... Yo, don't go anywhere. Oye, the number. All right, then. I guess I'll just slide up in her DM.
Hola, this is Nacho Santana's voicemail. It's another beautiful day in Miami. Please leave your message after the beep.
Hijo de la gran... Where the hell are you?
Ay, Esteban, if you only knew that Nacho is currently sinking deeper and deeper into a swamp, maybe you'd be more understanding. But sometimes we don't realize what we have until it's gone. Okay, let's go check back on the three accidental killers. Ooh, sounds like a cool band name.
Tea lovers, it's me, Tatiana, obviously. Did you catch Tea with Tatiana this week? No? Well, you missed some juicy updates on our favorite family, the Calderones. Our guest the other night was none other than Esteban Calderón's personal assistant, Karen. She gave us something. Apparently, she's going to be Esteban's chief of staff. Oh, and she got herself a Lincoln Aviator GT to have space to really bring out the best in herself. Intriguing stuff. All right, that's it for now. But be sure to tune in next time for more scandalous rumors about the Calderones on the next Tea with Tatiana.
So nobody wants gum. Can one of y'all talk? Okay, this is getting really, really awkward.
Well, I said what I said.
You're right, hermana. This is all my fault. I'm sorry I didn't listen.
Okay, wait, hold up, Maria. It's not completely your fault. I'm the one who asked you to keep being Gloria and stopped you from coming clean.
Yeah, but was I actually going to come clean? I was looking for any excuse to continue her life. I decided to, all by myself. Actually, it may be the only decision I've made for myself in my entire life, and I was wrong. But I finally had everything I thought I wanted.
Honestly, girl, I can't even blame you. I would have done the same thing and not felt as morally conflicted about it as you. Hermana, aren't you going to comfort her or something?
Maria, you mean to say that you were never really happy here with me? I mean, us?
No, I was, Hermana, very happy, but I wanted more. I wanted something for myself.
You wanted something for yourself, but you stole it.
Hermana, damn, lay off. I think she gets it.
Aye. No, Estrella, she's right. In less than a month, I've lied, deceived, hurt people, and now I murdered a man. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is who I really am, a bad person, like Gloria. Maybe it's in my blood.
No, Maria del Carmen, I can assure you, you're not a bad person. You just made bad decisions. God knows what lies in your heart.
But you said it yourself. God doesn't care about my feelings. He doesn't care about what's inside my heart. He cares about what I did. This whole time, I thought I was pretending to be Gloria, but maybe I've been pretending to be the young, innocent orphan girl. Wow, this took a turn. Maria del Carmen accepting her darker side. What up, Walter White? And while it's so adorable that she's embracing her inner Gloria, it won't be so cute when everyone finds out that Nacho's dead.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman, with help from Daniela Serkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart, by Joanna Hausman, and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Raul Esparza, Danny Pino, Yvonne Cole, Ex Mayo, Jasmine Romero, Enrique Santos, and Eileen Clark. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.